Do you consider yourself a reader? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Norda, associate professor and director of book publishing at Portland State University, says many don't when they should.
Identifying with an activity is different from actually doing it. So identifying as a reader is different from reading. My colleague Kathy Inman-Behrens and I are book publishing researchers, and we studied Gen Z and millennial reading behaviors and identities. Surprisingly, we found that the 43% of Gen Z and millennials in the U.S. who don't identify as readers typically read more print books per month than their generational cohorts as a whole. The question is, why do young people who are reading not identify as readers? And what is the value of identifying as a reader? One reason that Gen Z and millennials might not identify as readers is because they think what they read doesn't count or qualify as real reading. Years of national reports that define reading as completing literary fiction for leisure have missed many reading behaviors of Gen Z and millennials, like comics, nonfiction, and genre fiction. We found that community is a central component of reader identity. Gen Z and millennials who are readers are more likely to be writers and fans because these identities reinforce each other. Gender and socioeconomic demographics also impact who feels comfortable identifying as a reader. Gen Z and millennials who identify as readers are more likely to be women and have higher incomes. Our research suggests that readerly identity and reading behavior are not as synonymous as some might think. We predict that the more we can encourage a range of texts to count as reading, foster bookish communities, and reach out to different demographic groups, the more young people who are reading will feel comfortable claiming the identity of reader.
That was Rachel Norda of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.